Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a £1,500 cash advance when we accept your claim. Call 236-1222. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
For us, really, the focus is just on Wigan. We've got 11 games to go. We know it'll be a tough game there. I watched them last week against Reading and they done very well. But that's only as far as we're looking in. If we can finish the season strong and keep up the performance level and determination that we've shown in these last numbers of weeks, then hopefully we can do that, and then it gives us a great platform for next season.
The game.
A 9-day break came at the wrong time for Liverpool. So many positives from the home tie with Zenit, but they've had to wait more than a week to get back into competitive action. Last time the Reds were here at Wigan, Luis Suarez t-shirt stole the show. The man himself now on 18 league goals for this season, and he'll want today to be remembered for very different reasons. There may be no more cups to fight for this season, but if Liverpool are to mount a serious charge for European football, Suarez has to be on the top of his game. Today, he'll have to do it without the man who he's forged such a relationship with. Daniel Sturridge is out injured, a thigh injury, meaning he can't be involved in this game. So Steven Gerrard moves up into the hole just behind Suarez, and there's help on either flank from Stuart Downing, and still considered a new boy, Philip Coutinho, fresh from his goal at Anfield. Liverpool's full 11 for this game. Pepe Reina in goal, Ben Johnson, Jamie Carragher, Daniel Agger and Jose Enrique. Lucas and Allen, Downing, Gerrard and Coutinho, and Suarez. Goodness me, I wish he'd shut up. And just as I say that, they start another song and John puts his gloves over his eyes.
It's like being in the Continental in the 1980s, this.
It's not often, and we're quite loud, but it's not often we can't hear ourselves think.
I'm saying not until it's
I'll tell you what, my train of thought has gone. They're playing I'm a Believer as the Wigan team getting a huddle. I'm not sure whether this is... yeah, it is. This is obviously something you get week in, week out at the DW Stadium. In terms of Wigan's lineup, Al Habsi in goal. They play actually three at the back in Sharna, Caldwell and Figueroa. And then on the flanks, Boyce on the right-hand side, Beausejour on the left. In the centre of the park, McCarthy and MacArthur. And then Maloney and Di Santo supporting Aruna Kone, who's been scoring for fun of late. He scored two in the last game. And Wigan actually come into this game off the back of a win against Reading. All Wigan stats this season have looked pretty awful, but don't rule them out because they come good towards the back end of the season when they need to save their souls, and that's exactly what it's about at the moment for them. They're just a place above the relegation zone. As Reina kicks the ball out left-footed to the halfway line, Liverpool kicking from left to right, and the away Liverpool fans are behind Reina's goal, and Liverpool in all red and Wigan in the white and blue tops and blue shorts. And at the moment, Lucas involved in a tussle with Di Santo. Di Santo wins and starts the charge, moves the ball out to the wing, the cross in towards Kone, early chance, and he didn't get hold of it. Tamely volleyed it with his right foot towards the right stick, and it was caught by Reina. And Kone, I think, caught by surprise,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he was. Well, he should have shot, Steve. I think he tried to bring it down. We got caught on the hop. It was real... showed a lot of... A lot of real positivity there, Wigan, and belief going forward, tenacity as well. And we got caught up big time. It was a real good cross. We didn't defend it right, and we got away with it.
Ball's kicked into touch. Liverpool have taken the play now to Wigan, but Steven Gerrard kicks the ball away, and it's actually into the feet of McCarthy, and then knocked up into the Liverpool half before it's sent back to Pepe Reina. It's not been the best of hunting grounds for Liverpool here.
I'm surprised the stadium. We've got nearly half the stadium. Maybe this big, especially in the Wigan end. It's not full by any means. Both sides. What we're seeing here. Coutinho's on the ball here, Steve. Yeah. Great run from him.
He's gone out wide to the left-hand side. He takes his man on, gets past Emerson Boyce, flicks the ball in early.
Yes! What a great piece of skill by Coutinho!
Wonderful! Little skip through Beausejour, as if he wasn't there. Ghosted past. flicks the ball over the top. The header home was Stuart Downing's. It was simple by the time the ball got to Downing.
Good header, though.
And that's a very smart goal on 5 minutes, or 2 minutes, I should say, of this game.
What I was saying about Coutinho, when he goes past the man, you're not going to catch him. Look, lightning. Great, great ability. And what a fantastic cross to pick out Downing, who got himself into a great position at a far post. Easy goal, but he made it himself by getting in there, Downing. Fantastic bit of skill by Coutinho. Great start from Liverpool. After the scare we had initially from Wigan, we've reacted really well.
You talked about him pre-match, John. You talked about his pace and how people would struggle if he got the best of them on the flanks. And it just looks like he can jinx so well and then pick up the, you know, put the afterburners on. There wasn't a chance Bosasio was going to find him once Coutinho had gone past.
He made a good diagonal run, Steve, as well.
Throw in by Johnson. Done manages well there, to Johnson, win the really play well. Back. Takes it over the halfway line, loses it to Sharna. Sharna then stops his run forward, hands it behind him for the long ball from McCarthy towards Kone in the box on his chest. Good turn by Kone, but he can't quite wrap a shot towards Reina's goal.
Ooh,
and out it comes
there.
From the area. Another shot comes in, this time from Emerson Boyce. No power on it. Liverpool mop that up. And now Lucas tries to play it away, but it's weak, and DeSanto's running off him into the right side of the penalty area. He's taken the shot. It's rebounded off either Lucas or Enrique. Come off DeSanto again and gone out for a goal kick.
After such a good start, you can't play in them areas. We're playing tip-tap football in and around our 18-yard box and in our own half at times. Sometimes just turn them. We scored a goal by just turning them into our left wing area. When a ball went wide and Coutinho got in behind, we scored a goal. Just turned them into, you know, you mix it up.
There's Wigan with play at the moment. Pass back for Paul Sharney. He's in a bit of a cul-de-sac, but he's passed it away to MacArthur. And then over the halfway line for Bosasio. He's been fouled by Glenn Johnson. Takes a quick free kick up to Kone. Kone, you can see he's a handful,
can't
you?
Good challenge by Lucas.
But yeah, Lucas did well to win it off him. But Kone's moving one way, then the other.
Just Coutinho, the last couple of times, he's picked the wrong option. A little back heel, give it away, and then that time... No, Suarez was on, but he overduced it. Oh, this is an opportunity.
Ball given away by Wigan.
Pass
Liverpool
it.
Pick it up in their half. Coutinho finds Allen. Allen towards Gerrard, and it's cut down
in
the
what
box.
A what a
and
chance.
It doesn't fall to any red shirt. Instead, Sharna brings it away. A Wigan's mistake almost opened the door for a second. Here comes Sharna over the halfway line.
Oh, that
and
was
now
a chance,
he's held up his run. And he has assistance on the left side from Figueroa.
We actually had 5v4 in that situation. 5v3, then 5v4. We just didn't utilise that final pass.
Misfed forward ball coming from James McCarthy this time. Kone then struggles to get up there, but now he might see a loose ball. Nearly picked up on it. Fortunate that Agger was quick to send it back to his keeper. And I think both these teams at times are just looking like they might give the ball away in bad areas.
I think you're right, Steve. We're just overplaying. It's all right wanting to play the ball at the back, but in the wrong areas, just like then. You know, the teams close us down quite quickly and can be very costly.
There's another one. Figueroa giving
great
it for Liverpool.
Great run by Downing, Steve.
Well, Gerrard's seen Downing with a 50-yard ball to the right-hand side. Downing takes on Sharna, gets past him, he'll shoot, hits the player, comes back off James McCarthy, and it didn't drop for Johnson. Cleared by Figueroa over the halfway line, or Bosasio. Another good chance for Liverpool.
Well, Downing could have gone down, Steve. He actually could have gone. He kept his feet really well. Downing, because he was looking for a penalty there. He could have got a penalty, because I think it was Sharna got too close to him in the box. He stayed on his feet. He had a real good shot, but it was straight at the Wigan player. And that was a good play from Downing.
As Enrique clears the danger, Gerrard then passes it out wide to the left-hand side for Coutinho. Coutinho, the architect of Liverpool's opening goal.
Nice.
1-2 with Gerrard and Coutinho. He's dribbling it forward. He just seems to have that ball stuck to his right foot.
Lovely.
He's put it in for Suarez. This should be
That's magnificent.
He's made two.
Absolutely magnificent again from Coutinho. Tremendous ball skill.
This boy's
great
all
movement.
About assists, isn't he? I mean, you see the ball from Gerrard to Philippe Coutinho, and that ball was absolutely evo-sticked to his right boot, and he took it from virtually the front of the centre circle to the edge of the Wigan penalty area, and he was looking where Suarez was going to run. He made the pass at the right time. Second formality goal in terms of Suarez finishing. 19 for Suarez this
brilliant.
Season. Coutinho well, so far the man of the match.
Well, you know, there's so much to look forward to when Sturridge comes back into this team. You know, with Coutinho, we've seen it last home game when we were devastating. You know, that is great skill. Steve Gerrard's little ball through when he dissected the midfield. Coutinho made a great run. Then you got the back four and him and Suarez makes a great run. And he just changes his footwork and then just plays it. A great ball, so well weighted to Suarez. He took it brilliantly. Suarez took it fantastically well, Steve. He shimmied the goalkeeper, basically, and then just slid in the corner, 2-0.
Ball chipped in by Figueroa, headed down by Agger to the right side of the box, put back in towards Kone. Might be a chance for Wigan.
What a
oh, that's
save.
A great stop on the line. It was Emerson Boyce with the right-footed scissor kick and had to be a quick reaction from Pepe Reina, and he just about kept that ball out. It was definitely going in. Liverpool come away to the halfway line. Gerrard gets a toe on it. Enrique powers forward down the left-hand side, but ahead of him gets Gary Caldwell. Liverpool have won it back with Enrique. Now it's Suarez. Oh, and Suarez just dallied. Just took a second too long in the Wigan box, and all of a sudden James McCarthy was across him.
Oh, there's two Wigan players fighting with each other. It's McCarthy and I think it's Bruce, is it? Boyce. They actually are having a fight with each other over something. But I tell you what, that was a top draw save from Pepe Reina. It was right in the top corner. They had four men, and one of them was marked up, and it was a bad clearance from Daniel Agger. We got away with it. It was a super save from Pepe Reina. Top draw.
Well, Liverpool just need to maintain the level of their game. Fulham were 2-0 up at Sunderland today. It finished 2-2. That's a stark enough warning. The referee's having a word with those two who you mentioned, MacArthur and Boyce.
Strange, we've never seen that, do you? But we could have been 2-1 up, or we could have been 3-0 up then, because Suarez had a great chance. He just dawdled on it a little bit.
Short corner available. Allen's found from the corner on the left. Then Gerrard puts it in from a better angle, but it's bounced out and away for another corner off Caldwell.
Carragher was in there. You know, we don't really see him going up for corners, but we've got severe lack of height in this team. You know, gang of small players in there, really, no great height, so I think that's the reason why Jamie has actually gone up with Daniel Agger.
Well, Jamie's the closest to the six-yard box as this corner's taken by Gerrard. Far stick, it goes towards Agger, headed away by Sharner. Kone now picks it up, he's dribbled it out to this near side, and he's just thumped one over the halfway line with just hope more than anything. DeSanto is quick and he races up to it, but Lucas has sent it back to his keeper Reina. Carragher bringing it away from the right hand side from his corner flag, rolls it forward for Allen, chased by Kone.
Oh,
and then Allen playing it back
that?
To Carragher, hits it too hard, oh, past Carragher and out for a Wigan corner.
It's the cheapest corner you're likely to get. This is, you know, that is really poor play. He wasn't under pressure at all, Allen, and he just panicked, and we'll give Wigan a corner from nothing. Defender, don't let this in. This will be a horrible goal to concede if you score from this situation after that.
Bossejour, left side of Reina's goal. Outswinger, header on goal, caught on the line by Pepe Reina. Well, it could have gone anywhere. I think it was Caldwell who got the final header. It was just scooped up. Now, what's that? The referee's seen something. I missed that, John. What?
No, he's ball.
Everyone's appealing for something on the
Pepe
pitch.
Pepe Reina's trying to take a quick kick, and he's been closed down at the box by DeSanto, who fouled him. And then they dropped the ball outside of the box, got it back. It's a foul. Yeah, there you go. Look, DeSanto.
What do you think? Reina's reached over in towards the D.
Yeah.
Grabbed the ball back from the D while it was mid-air.
I don't know. I've seen that secondly. DeSanto's put him off. But I don't know whether there was the intent is enough itself to get away with it. But the corner, Steve, the corner was far too easy, wasn't it? Again, no one marking up. Daniel Agger didn't get close to his man.
Enrique back to Coutinho again. Coutinho just seems to sort of drop out. He goes missing for a second, then all of a sudden he's involved in something brilliant. Here's Suarez, just about 5 yards from the edge of the penalty area, and he's axed to the ground by Gary Caldwell.
That's a poor challenge.
A free kick for Liverpool.
I think the referee's given the benefit of doubt because maybe Lucas should have been booked, but that's a yellow all day long. That's a yellow card. He stamped on his foot just to go with it as well.
When I was talking
great
about
opportunity, Steve.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I'm sure Suarez will be trying to grab that ball first as well.
He'll be on this.
Goals against Zenit.
Absolutely, he'll be on this, and he'll be full of confidence. You'd have thought after the last game, and this is the range exactly where for him. It's perfect because you can get it up, and over, and you can get that direction on it. It's not too close to the 18-yard box. It's about 25, 26 yards out, just left the centre.
And it's Luis Suarez to take. There's just, at the moment, blocking his view, James MacArthur, who stood in front of the ball, allowing the Wigan team to get themselves together. MacArthur steps away. I'm not sure Suarez is too bothered about all that.
Yeah, he can do that till the whistle's blowing, I think, Steve. Then you've got to get 10 yards.
This on, distance, it's well up within him. Suarez, right-footed. He's hit it towards the right.
He's gone again!
He's got 20 Premier League goals for the season, Luis Suarez. And he's got a few free kicks this season. That wasn't the most clinical in terms of
Steve,
how it looked. It just about scraped through the keeper's gloves and the post, and it went in. That's 20 now for Suarez this season, and this is turning into a rout at the DW. Wigan 0, Liverpool 3.
He's hit it. Maloney's, it's come off Maloney's head. It's Suarez's goal, it's on target. Maloney and the goalkeeper, he had no chance. He scrambled across and his goal, and it's gone in off the post. That's Liverpool 3, Wigan 0. Suarez, 2 goals, he's on a hat-trick. He's flying.
Forward by Daniel Agger down the left wing, but cut out by Gary Caldwell. We were having the conversation with Jason McAtee and Roy Evans yesterday as to who would be the Premier League Player of the Year. We'll continue that in a second as Wigan press it forward. McCarthy onto the left-hand side. Beausejour takes on Glenn Johnson. He's quick as Beausejour. He's put it in the six-yard box.
Oh,
that's a replica
save
by Pepe Reina. Well, not too long after he kept one out, one-handed on the right-hand side of his goal. He's just pushed one over the top of the crossbar in pretty similar circumstances. That's the striker, De Santo, was definitely the favourite in that situation. But Reina producing another point-blank stop.
Fantastic play by Wigan. Great cross, great header, and a magnificent save from Pepe Reina. That's his second of the first half.
Just continue what we were saying about Premier League Player of the Year.
Suarez won't get it. Because,
well, he won't, because of public perception.
Yes, no, because the players will not vote for him. Not one Man United player out of all the 30, 40, 50, whoever can vote, will not vote for him. Now, Liverpool will have 40, 50, and they're honest, and they will vote. Some of them will vote for Van Persie.
Suarez to Johnson, releases Suarez out on the right-hand side. He's gone over the halfway line. Johnson's made a lung-busting run in towards the Wigan penalty area. Suarez has got it on the right side. He's not put the early ball in.
In fact,
he sent it backwards.
So basically, and that would, a lot of teams, because of, you're right, the perception, you know, all of a sudden, he's lost one full team that will not vote for him. So there's not a chance of Louis getting it, unfortunately, because of that.
Well, there's people who shout me down, but actually, I don't think Van Persie has as much of a right to it as Bale or Suarez. I think those two, because they've almost single-handedly grabbed their teams by the scruff of the neck.
Totally agree. We've seen nothing. He's in.
Johnson puts it in towards Suarez, outside the penalty area. He's let it run, left-footed, keeper keeps it out, Allen's in there, and he's just chipped it high, and Ali Alhabsi catches it. Well, that could easily have been three for Suarez.
As we're talking about him, it's another great piece of play, but Johnson this time finds Suarez in between the two centre-halves. He makes space, and it's a good save from the keeper. And then Allen's following in, and they scrambled it away, Wigan.
I know Wigan play three at the back and these wing-backs, but at times they look like they haven't got any defenders back there, John.
Today in particular, Steve, there's lots of holes and gaps where we're really getting amongst it.
Maloney short to De Santo. Maloney again spins just outside the penalty area. The first half's going to end with a free kick for Wigan.
And a boot.
Direct on goal. And a yellow card. Who's the card for?
Lucas. It's a great turn from Maloney. Yeah. You know, we should have just cleared the ball in midfield area. We've given them a great opportunity, very similar to the one we scored from right on the stroke of half time, and just to compel the misery really on that score. Lucas has got a booking as well to take into the second half. We've just got to see this free kick out.
Well, look, this is even a 3-0, this is a relatively important moment for Liverpool.
It is, of course. As I was saying before, you just don't want to give any sort of half-time tea talk to resurrect them.
So Reina collects the wall. Referee Martin Atkinson gives the go-ahead. It's the last play of the first half. It's Beausejour left-footed.
And
it's Reina saving it over the top.
That's
off
half-time.
The crossbar.
Good save.
Half-time. Take a bow, Coutinho. Take a bow, Luis Suarez. And take a bow, Pepe Reina.
Yes, you're
and Liverpool
right.
3-0.
And Steve Gerrard. No, you know, I don't think we've actually defended that great.
you know, what we've done, Pepe Reina has pulled off three fantastic saves for us. Even that one there, the free kick, was a really good save. You know, and we've been clinical in front of goal with our chances. All very good goals in their own making. You know, credit Wigan, they keep on coming back at us. You know, we got to defend better, Steve. I don't think we defended that well, but there was some really good performances going forward, and you hit the nail on the head with the players.
Yeah, I mean, the headlines will go to Suarez and Coutinho, but actually Pepe Reina.
Oh, yeah.
Two saves there.
Tremendous
that were
saves.
Out of the very top draw.
Absolutely. Tremendous saves, and the last one as well. So there's still a bit of work to be done. 3-0 is a great scoreline. You can't complain with that. There'll be more goals in this second half, without a doubt.
Now you've said
without
that, you've just killed
no,
that,
really. Without a doubt.
Half-time, Wigan 0, Liverpool 3.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. The top team to deal with your personal injury claim. Visit hampsonhughes.com.
We've got the referee, Martin Atkinson, ready to get things going again. Liverpool with Reina in goal. Johnson, Carragher, Agger and Enrique the defence. Lucas and Allen in the midfield. Downing, Gerrard and Coutinho supporting Suarez up front. No changes for Wigan either, who have Ali Alhabsi in goal. Sharna, Caldwell and Figueroa back three. Boyson, Beausejour on the wings. McCarthy and MacArthur in midfield. Maloney and DeSanto supporting Kone up top. John Aldridge back alongside me. And Liverpool shooting now from right to left, so towards their away fans, and we've got plenty of time in this game to make it an even more theatrical scoreline. Out from Lucas to the right wing, there's Glenn Johnson. It's a 1-2 with Steven Gerrard. Johnson again to the halfway line. He's doing well. He's showing persistence. Running with the ball. Onside is Suarez. He's got behind Sharna. Suarez for three.
Yes, he's got his hat trick.
He's completed the set. And he's the Premier League's top scorer. At the moment, he's wearing golden boots. And he's on his way to try and get the golden boot at the end of the season. The man with the magic touch is Suarez. And that's his third English hat trick. Three against Wigan, and it's Wigan 0, Liverpool 4.
Well, let's just go back 30 seconds, 40 seconds ago. Liverpool have passed the ball in their own half some six or seven times there, and it's led to Johnson making a magnificent run. Glenn Johnson, tremendous, tremendous run. And then he just picks the runner Suarez, who again's on the shoulder of the centre-halves. This time, they don't get it right, the centre-halves. He times his run well, and he keeps his head one-on-one with the keeper and gets his well-deserved hat-trick. And he wants more.
After today, John, we could be talking about some of the assists in this game as some of the big moments. I mean, Johnson there, his strength,
brilliant.
His ability. You know, we've spoken about Coutinho. The people making the goals as well. So-called behind the scenes. That was great to watch.
It's a great move.
Through the legs of Ali Alhabsi to score it. And Liverpool now 4-0 up at the DW Stadium. It's
you can enjoy yourself, play with the freedom, can't you? Keep on going forward. You know, that's the way, you know, we've been playing all through the game, and just keep on creating chances, try and get more goals. We've got a terrific goal difference now compared to what it was throughout half the season. You know, I think we're plus 19 or something now, which is amazing considering where we were.
Wigan free kick. Maloney takes right footed, chipped into the Liverpool box, headed away.
Carragher.
There's Coutinho, edge of the penalty area. Turns to hook it high. Drops somewhere near the centre circle, but Figueroa onto it first. He leads another attack down the left wing. Now gives to Maloney, who'll take on Enrique. Maloney releases the ball to Figueroa, who crosses one high in towards Reina's box. It's Maloney with a chance, again saved on the line by Reina. Punch for a second time clear. McManaman sees the ball go behind him, and then Liverpool just about dip it away through Steven Gerrard.
Good save again. To be fair to Wigan, they've had the chances. I thought he was offside there, Maloney, but obviously not. But they've hit the target with most of the opportunities that they've had, and Pepe's had to be on top of his game.
As Callum McManaman does well, great skill, showing signs of what his former Liverpool namesake's done. The ball across the Liverpool penalty area, Maloney keeps it in far side. Maloney's shot, ran across the goal line, and out for a corner maybe. she's gone out.
What a great save. He knows he wants a clean sheet. He's had a go at Enrique. They're great skill by McManaman. Fantastic. Another good save from the keeper. We got a bit lucky again there. I have to say, great run by McManaman.
It was excellent, wasn't it?
Yeah, he tried to pick out someone on the far post. I thought that was a corner. I don't know what the referee's seen, a free kick inside the box, maybe. Another good save from the keeper. That's five.
Five times. Looks like the replays suggest it might have come off Kone after it was saved. And a kick out from Pepe Reina. Not his best, but a throw in by MacArthur. Maloney out to Figueroa on the left-hand side. Maloney again. And then chased up by Joe Allen to the halfway line, but sent back to Alcaraz. Alcaraz has got his clearance wrong. Downing's onto it. Three against three. He's got Suarez if he wants him. Downing all the way to the edge of the box. Rolled for Henderson. Henderson got it wrong. Oh, but it nearly fell right for Allen.
Lucky.
Well, it came really badly off Henderson's body. And then somehow he nearly rolled it into the path of Allen to score.
Yeah, well, it was a great break. Got plenty of men in the box. And he was unlucky, Henderson, with the pass. He got it right and it just bobbled somewhere or other when it was going to Allen for a simple passing, and the chance was gone.
Home fans have exited, not a Liverpool fan has gone.
No one in the box.
There's Steven Gerrard. Crossfield pass. Glenn Johnson brings it down. Wigan back defending. Johnson chips it in. Header away by Sharna from within his box. Johnson again pushes it to the Wigan penalty area. Backwards header by Sharna. Suarez tests out the keeper, Ali Alhabsi. And Alhabsi has to palm it out for a corner.
I tell you what, we haven't had many corners in this game. That'd be unbelievable when you think about it. We probably had about, what, four? They've had a couple.
Goodness me. Well, more calamity involved in the Wigan penalty area then.
It's got to be a mini swinger. And Downing, plenty of men in the box.
Downing's corner towards Agger. Agger, then Henderson near post. It's saved off the line and it's cleared away by James McCarthy. Henderson very nearly made it five.
Well, he was just on the post. To be fair, he didn't get drawn by the ball. He stayed on the post. Let's have a little look at this. Great header by Agger. Good header. Yeah, he's just done the right place at the right time.
Reina out. Through the middle. Four for Liverpool. They continue to press up the table. A hat-trick for Luis Suarez. Big displays from Suarez, Coutinho and Pepe Reina. But it's Luis Suarez's third English hat-trick that might dominate the headlines after today. Liverpool emphatic in front of goal. A little bit of time's rode their luck at the other end, but they have Pepe Reina to thank for the clean sheet. And it's all positives after the 5-0 win over Swansea at home. There's a 4-0 win at Wigan to celebrate.
Yeah, competent. You know, some people will say it was the 4-0 game because Pepe's pulled off four really good saves there, but you know, you look after yourselves, and you know, the job was done nice and early. A couple of early goals, Wigan found it hard to get back into the game. Some great performances, none other than Luis Suarez. Coutinho, a couple of lovely passes early on, assists. Suarez walks away with the ball, match ball, man of the match award. Everton claps the Liverpool fans. Yeah, really good performance.
Liverpool up to seventh place. They're just 3 points off Everton now. Both have played 28 games. Arsenal in fifth on 47 points. They've played a game less, but you know, Liverpool, look at that league table. With the amount of games they've got less, 10 games left, I think there's still plenty of interchanging to be done in this pitch.
There's plenty to go for, yeah, of course. Arsenal, you're stuttering and stammer. All of a sudden, you know, you'll go on Tottenham to probably beat Arsenal tomorrow. No, I don't think you can't really catch them. We left ourselves far too much to do to catch Tottenham. But certainly just keep on plodding away. Every game is 7-4, like a cup tie. And see where you end up. There's plenty to play for this season. That's without a doubt.
It's funny how they're playing Ain't No Mountain Higher after they've lost 4-0. I'll tell you what, there isn't much of a mountain higher for them, is
it? Someone's being sarcastic towards their own fans. It's not too much of a mountain for Wigan, where they're concerned. They're in the fray, they're in the mix. QPR have won today, and it's going to be really interesting. More stuff on the bottom. Top's going to dust it. You know, Man United will win the league, City probably second, and Chelsea maybe third, or Tottenham. You can't really, unless someone has a real bad running like Tottenham and Chelsea, and gives someone hope, Arsenal, Everton, or ourselves to get in there, which you can't really see.
Post-match. Getting that early goal, and that always takes the pressure off you to, you know, to go and sometimes try too hard to get it. Yeah, and from there, I think things flowed really well for us, and Luis Suarez is obviously on absolute fire at the moment. He's world class, and another hat trick for him today speaks for itself.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim right now. Call 236 1222.